Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday at 9:30, about an hour from now, meeting with the team at 9 and then joining us at 9:30. I can't with the women who listen to the show.
I can't with you. Your life is about to get way better now that Lindsay shares a space with you and can clean out the clutter and just the mess.
Again, like that woman, 617 text from a woman who says men in general are just dirtier than women. Women are cleaner, like when it comes to how they live. Like, it's not in
any
way.
I think that's true.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Greg, you cannot say that that's not true when you're the guy who has moldy cream cheese in his fridge and his closet was a disaster until.
The closet looks spectacular, by
thanks
the way,
to Lindsay.
Yeah.
But like the magazines, everything, like you don't need a million of everything. This is Santo and I had to have this conversation when we moved in together. He wanted to bring all of these like old plates and all these weird cups. Yeah. I'm like, we don't need
they
9 million plastic cups.
They have sentimental value.
No, they don't.
The biggest mistake we ever made was allowing women to vote. I mean, look at all this entitled behavior.
They have guys. No. We're obviously more sensitive and have these things have sentimental value.
Santo like, wanted to bring a bucket of like washcloths, like to dishcloths that were like old rags. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, we'll buy two. And we just have these two. You throw it in the wash. You wash it. You have the other one. You go back and forth. You don't need a million of everything just to fill space. You are going to walk into your apartment. Lindsay's going to have it smelling nice. It's going to be organized. She's going to have everything will have a place.
But no, but then now I'm taking abuse. Mm-hmm. Like the in the Twitch chat, somebody said, go and look at there's the basket of doggy toys.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And somebody said, Greg, go look in there and find your self-esteem. Like,
find you an area that you have.
Right. I would just say, just give in. What's the point of fighting it? Like, women are much better. They're much more organized. They're much cleaner.
Right, but he should still have something.
You should have a TV. That's it.
No. He should have his one area.
That's it? You're going to give away that much?
Oh, my God. Just give me the TV and a couch. Boom.
Greg, you should have one area that you say, okay, you want to do the bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen, whatever, but I'm going to do my TV area, my gaming console area, whatever it is that you want, you get to have that, and you get to do it the way you'd like to do it.
Pray for Lindsay, because Wiggy is sending Greg these, like, man cave, bachelor pad,
they're not
fire
bachelor
tables
pads. Yes.
For underneath the TV you know, that change big, colors.
I didn't know Wiggy was a big faux fireplace guy.
Well, yeah. You know what?
Amazing.
Greg, you know, because Courtney is such a hypocrite.
Okay.
She goes, I said to you, where is your TV? She goes, above the fireplace.
That's built into the wall.
That's built into the wall. I said, guess what, Courtney? Not everybody lives in an apartment that has a fireplace built in.
True.
So if you still want that beautiful ambiance of sitting in front of the fireplace.
But what you're saying is not a beautiful ambiance.
Yes,
it literally
is.
Looks like you're at a sex pad.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
it's
I mean,
blue fire.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You could change.
Steel.
You can change the color. Women, there's a reason why it's called a man cave.
Right.
Because men set up the TV area.
Well, I mean, get a sex doll. This is a 978 text. Women want to throw out all of your stuff because their main objective in life is to remove joy from your life.
That is just not true.
So you, upon moving in with Santo, threw away all the things that had sentimental value made him do that.
It's a way of erasing everything prior to your arrival in his life.
What does he have?
He has a lot of sentimental value things, knick-knack things that are on his nightstand or... You know,
like
in
Harry
his office.
Potter figurines.
So he has a nightstand.
Yeah, and he has that office.
Who set up? Does he get the? Did he?
He set up his office.
Did he set up his television room?
The living room? No.
No,
because that's where we spend 99% of our time. So it's a joint effort.
Oh,
okay. No. But do you let him keep things in there? Like if he had NFL picture books, would you let him keep them, or do those have to go away and be replaced by flowers and candles that cost $42? At Anthropology.
We have a few, he has a Marvel coffee table book that's out.
Okay.
I bought it for him.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, right.
So, was it like the full Marvel encyclopedia?
And Lindsay is very worried about you. She texted me. We literally just cleared out all the junk, throwing away things like his LimeWire streaming device.
I didn't have a LimeWire.
I took you for a Napster,
I didn't have a LimeWire streaming device.
I'm crying.
Why did you just get rid of my iPod Shuffle?
I was a big fan of that Zune.
Things like I have a lot of hoodies.
All right.
Each one of them has a sentimental, has some sort of sentimental value.
No, each one of them has a stain.
No, but it has there's things that are foundation related that are of places that I've gone. Like I don't want to throw those things away.
Put them in your closet.
Yeah.
Huh?
Put them in your closet.
That's how they make storage bins.
You need storage. That's what you need.
Put them in storage. I might want to wear them.
Yeah,
that's how you put them in a
day.
Bin.
And then you go get them out of storage. I don't know. And I am not. I'm not a minimalist at all. And I'm over consuming all the time when it comes to buying things. But I just did a big clean out. And I went through all of my sweatshirts, which was a big one, my closet. And once you really pare down, like you need to look at something and say, have I not worn this in the last year? If you haven't worn it in the last year, you need to donate it. Or if it's real in really bad shape, you got to throw it out. Or if you want to keep it for future, then you got to put it in storage. And then you get to look at what you actually have and see the spots where you maybe need to add or where you don't need to buy. Like, I don't need to buy another pair of jeans for the rest of my life. I have 9 million pairs of jeans, but I don't even know because there's too much stuff in your closet.
But you see, that point? Here's what you do. All right, you want to throw away my sweatshirt? I don't like those jeans. You get rid of those. So for
That is so true. That would never be accepted.
It's okay for you.
She just said she had 9 million pairs of jeans.
It's okay for you to have 100 pairs of shoes. Oh,
great point, Wiggy. Great point. It would never be tolerated that Santo walked into your closet and threw out a pair of your jeans.
Right. I don't like those jeans.
Right.
He has never done that. And I've never thrown out any of his stuff, but we've had conversations.
Of him scaling down.
Right.
And we had one about me, and I did.
Oh, doesn't sound like you just said you had 9 million pairs of jeans.
But I scaled down. I donated a bunch.
So now you're down to 6 million. Greg, that's what I would do. You don't like my sweatshirt. You don't like this one. Guess what? You don't really wear those shoes as much as that. Let's get rid of those.
Oh, J. Charles Wiggins. Great point.
Yeah.
Hey, put it in a bag. I'll throw it on the back of my truck. There's a place in East Boston right on the corner. Drop it off. They'll come get it.
It needs to be a compromise, but it's not a compromise. Mm-mm. It's like I don't want to generalize, but you feel like you know better when it comes to ambiance and decorating and things like that, and that we as men are primitive buffoons.
Right. Like, part of the charm of dating a guy for a girl is that they can change them to make them more representable. Like, improve how they live, what they wear.
How they dress.
I'm telling you what. I have my boy Handy Mace come by, put you up a nice floating TV stand underneath that TV.
I don't think I want a full fireplace.
Oh, like, man, you don't have to do a fireplace. They can be one without it, but a nice floating TV.
Do you and Mrs. Wiggins, like, sit down and then turn the fire on? Is that what you
mean?
Ooh, Greg, what about a new lava lamp?
That's what the fire looked like that he sent. And then he also said put some lights behind the TV and have them change colors.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, there are some lights that when the actual
you should do it like when the Sox hit a home run, it goes disco.
No, but there are some ways you could set it up so the lights actually change with the picture of the television when it changes. That's why I said the world of the TVs and the TV stands and the gaming consoles. Let's keep the majority of it to men. There's a few women that know it. For the most part, Greg, let me help you out on that part. Yeah. And then she can have the rest of the house.
Yeah. I just think you're going to have to make room for her. She'll go through. You can go through your closet together. And if you're like, do you like this? And she says no, what are you going to do? Throw it out.
No, but that's the thing is men make do with what they have. And they make do fine. And they don't go out and spend $1 billion on shoes. And
I do.
And it would never dawn on Greg.
On shoes?
Ah, God, Greg, I love sneakers.
How many pairs of sneakers do you have?
I think 17.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Greg, would it ever dawn on you, Wiggy, Shime, myself, to walk into a closet and tell a woman you need to throw X out?
Never.
That would be the start of the biggest fight of all time.
Oh, right.
Well, if it has a hole in the butt on the jeans, because men wear stuff into the ground, and all of a sudden there's holes in the crotch, and they're still wearing them. Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes a woman needs to say, it's time to throw
those out.
Okay.
We can make do. It doesn't matter.
But do, that's why I said, do what they do to you. Yeah. Go into her closet and say, or if you're sharing a closet, say, all right, it's time for this, 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 and that to go. Make some room. Get rid of those shoes. You never wear them.
I didn't know Santo had crotchless pants. That sounds wild.
We've had a few times where I've said, there's a hole in that. Throw it out.
This is Sean from Rhode Island. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's up?
Listen, I'm telling you, Greg, I have to say, I let my wife take over when we got together, and it's never been better. I don't have to think. I don't have to worry. Everything's done the way it should be. Let it be, I'm telling you.
You are.
I know I've given in, but it's better off.
You sound
makes
like
your life
easier. You sound like a simp.
Like
a demasculated robot. So you just come home and go, yes, I will do it. I will do whatever you say. No problem, honey.
And you know what? Whatever I need, I got. It is great. I'm telling you, given, it's much better.
Yeah. Sean is so right.
Oh, he is right, because you're never going to win an argument.
Well, happy wife, happy life. My mom always says, like, my dad, I guess, dressed terribly before she came into his life, and right, my mom picks out his outfits every day.
That is another awful trait of women. Yeah. Like, they get together just to S on the guys they're with. Guys get together and just talk about whatever. They don't sit there and bitch about their date.
How old is your father?
My dad is turning 70 next summer.
And she picks out his outfit that he wears every day?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he always looks 10 out of 10.
I mean, damn.
Perfectly coordinated. Yeah. I mean, we have a wedding this upcoming weekend, and Santa was like, what are you wearing and what should I wear? So I will be picking out what he's wearing this weekend to both events.
Damn. I mean, I at least have still, I'm able to dress myself. I have an area where, you know, she says, all right, you can do the TV and, you know, that can be your area, how you want
to
do it.
You're allowed to pick your own outfit that you want to wear.
The
though.
Spare bedroom, I put Patriot stuff
extreme.
Up.
What? That is a little extreme, is your mom dressing your dad every day.
I mean, she doesn't physically have to put it on him. My dad is very capable.
Does she lay it out?
She'll say, why don't you wear this and lay it out.
What if he protests?
And I don't think he does. My dad loves my mom and thinks that
he goes,
she has.
Yes, honey. Yeah. Yes, honey.
It makes me sick.
They've been together for a very, very long time.
She lays out his clothes. She ironed them too.
Costos texts David Field and asks what he should wear to work.
Shocking. Yeah, my mom does the laundry. Wow. She packs a suitcase.
Yeah. I guess.
He got her in Chisneck. That's what that sounds like to me. It don't seem like he's doing what that sounds like. More men need to aspire. It's
also, like Top Gun photo, Santo better see the light. This will be Coco in 10 years. I don't know. My dad seems pretty happy.
Well, that's because your dad got your mom's in check.
He's a beaten man.
He is not.
That's why he seems happy.
My mom had a full-time job my whole entire life, still managed to do the laundry, cook his dinner, and pack his suitcase.
Hey, listen, props to your pops.
She packed his suitcase for it.
It's because then she knows whatever he packed, she's going to like.
Hey, listen, I got to give props to your dad because he got your mama in check.
Oh, they have a very happy
suit.
Happy
better
marriage.
Be laid out. I need my lunch. I need my slippers as soon as I get home.
That is like an. It's sad. It's like he's a defeated man.
It's really not. He seems very happy.
This is Dave from Nashua. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Greg, I was in a similar situation as you. I moved in with my girl a few years back, and finally we bought a house together, but she just dominates the closet. I built a closet for her, and that's not even enough.
Yeah.
So I have these storage bins with my stuff that goes underneath the bed, you know, my extra sweatshirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said, I feel your pain. Hmm. Believe me.
I mean, I got pictures.
You're not alone.
I have pictures that mean a lot to me. Those are now in a drawer. Like, we don't need 100 pictures out on the thing.
Right. You need a trendle for underneath your bed. So
a what?
You, like one of those trundle storage areas.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those.
A trundle?
Trundle, whatever. One of those storage areas.
I thought you were saying something else.
They have a lot of these furniture set up. Shime, you could put your sneakers in there. They look like furniture.
Oh, no, I don't need to. I have the spare bedroom. I have a bunch of those like stackable shoe boxes.
Yep, that's a good thing.
It's right next to the gag.
Right, the ball gag.
Right next to my computer desk.
Shime's is the ball gag.
The room of pain.
That's the basement.
Oh, jeez.
Can you get the trundle bed closed? I can't close the trundle. With my arms, when you have me handcuffed, I can't make the bed.
Not dark enough upstairs.
Right. All right. Anyway, we'll be right back.